Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net of the web. This is the Tuesday, April 26th, broadcast. Well, back then it got canceled out, but we're redoing it right now. It's Satanic Rituals, the two-week series. Tonight, five directions of the summoned demons. Where do they go? A man calls me today to tell me that he wants to go to an area. See, I'm doing this on Wall Purchase night, the 30th of April, but this is for Tuesday. This is going back. And he calls me this morning about the, we're going on an outreach, a REIT trip tonight to an area where ritual murder occurred. I mean, direct satanic ritual murder occurred. And he's telling me about some black metal bands and all this is going on. He's telling me about the area. And you know what he says? You can feel it in the air in that area. It is dark. It is dense spiritually. And his words, you can feel it in the air. Well, right after that, I get a call from a good minister friend. And he's telling me about the different events that are going on. He's checking on me concerning what's occurring here. And all of a sudden, he tells me that, listen, you can feel it in the air. It's all coming down soon. Pretty interesting phrase. Well, that's what we've heard again and again and again. You can feel it in the air. And no wonder. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. I have to emphasize that again. In Ephesians chapter 2, he is the ruler, the arche. He is the ruling presence out there. Behind all the field, the energy, the Akashic records, and all that stuff people talk about is the entity. And the scripture, the Spirit of God reveals him. He is the ruler of that exousia. And in that context of Ephesians 2, it's a reference to the given place, the domain of his authority is in the air. Eros is the Greek word. And the best definition I saw was by Kenneth Wiest. Clearly, the immediate dense atmosphere right above our heads. So around the globe is this prince of the power of the Eros, the air. The spirit who is now operative, Greek word, supernaturally operative, all over the world in those without the Spirit of God, those who are, in disobedience. The idea is lost without the Spirit of God, and they are operative in being used. So in this rebroadcast of the Tuesday, the 26th, 2011, in the context of two major ritual weeks, in the context of massive tornadoes that have killed over 320 individuals here in the United States, over all kinds of destabilization, crazy events, a bloodlined Windsor House to the German Nazi stuff, marriage that occurs in England, in all the discussion that's going on and in all the events that are going on around here, and what we're going to be doing tonight, Wall Purges Night, Human Sacrifice Night around the world. Now, again, there's other traditions, the Druids, the Pagans, the Wiccans, different nations and nationalities. Well, they all use it for different issues and reasons, and even New Agers use it. And those who want to, they know that the veil is thin and that they can charge things and that there's energies. What they don't understand is the energies manifesting are emanating from the entities that are more and more manifesting around us. So the words of God in 1 Timothy 4, when God the Holy Spirit says, listen, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, planos, again, a certain species, type of demonic presence, a certain function of the demonic realm of these entities that are seducers, imposters, obviously they're going to be able to masquerade in such a way as to convince people like Helena Blavatsky, like Alice Bailey, the Tibetan, the entity, like many others about the great white brotherhood or the secret chiefs. You've got to understand, they are operative, they are speaking, they are guiding, they are directing. And for every believer and every spiritual leader in Christ out there, the ramping up is, I believe, off the charts compared to what we've seen, even what I've seen in 35 years. but it's nowhere in comparison to what's to come. So the ramping up of demonic manifestation, I believe it's directly related to satanic rituals also, because again, the laws of engagement, they've got to have the doorways, and blood ritual and human sacrifice in the past, Old Testament, in history, culturally. You can listen to Friday night's message, April 29th, on satanic rituals. I go over that issue. And worldwide, I mean, that's the number one way, the doorway. So as I speak to you on Walpurgis Night, as I speak on April 30th, 2011, I'm literally going back, though, to that scheduled broadcast that wasn't done on Tuesday. But I'm glad because of the interaction. Last night, a phone call comes in. I'm not going to play it. I may do it in another broadcast. But a phone call comes in left on the alert line on the shatterthedarkness.net website. A young man begins to talk, and then demonic entities take over. And unbelievable what occurs. Let me tell you something. It's very possible that this young man has a subpersonality that is highly demonized. They had gone to the Blog Talk Radio, the Ragged Edge Show, and listened, and then actually registered and sent me an email, the email telling me about it's the devil's time, and that we can do nothing to the rise and the ramping up of their side, and what they're going to do in the world. There's nothing we can do, they're saying. Now, this was a demonized personality, and when this individual called and left the message, I listened to it again and again, prayed over it heavily, because you can even feel the demonic presence as the demon speaks through what I believe is a subpersonality. So I prayed about it for a while, and then I called the phone number back, and a young man, I believe Northern California or Southern Oregon, a university student, a young man answered. Let me say that he might be listening to this broadcast. And I'm glad, but the subpersonality within, I asked the young man if he blanks out at times, he blacks out. He doesn't remember sending me the email, doesn't remember calling. He looked at his phone and acknowledged that he called the Shatter the Darkness alert line, but he didn't know why. Well, it was a subpersonality, but highly demonized. So as we're talking about things, he tells me about his father has the same issue and that he doesn't know what's going on, that he's committed to rational philosophy and rational empirical thinking. And as we talk and as I begin to pray, the demonic empowered subpersonality and specifically the demon starts coming up to talk. And we engage and engage again. He comes back and talks some more. The boy does. And I feel heavily a burden for this young man. And I want him to know that. And I know his name, but I, of course, am not going to release that publicly. I want him to know that. But as I went through this scenario for about a half hour in the discussion, and then he comes back, he knows he blacked out again. And then all of a sudden, I begin to pray some more. The demon comes again. We engage again. And then, as does happen at times in long-distance calls, the subpersonality, energized by the demon, hangs up. That's where it's at right now, anyway. But the prayers are up. God knows, and the authority of the living Christ has been exercised. We pray for the salvation of that young student there in Southern Oregon, possibly Northern California. Interesting that it occurred on a ritual preparatory night on Friday night. And here we are at Walpurgis. Don't know all that the demon was saying. Don't know if it dealt with any kind of, it obviously in the writing that it came about, guided by the demonic presence, part of it written in Latin, declaring the devil's day and their ascendancy. Well, how you doing? This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter Broadcast Live, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We know that we have 2 weeks of the ritual series that we're doing, and actually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, going through literally about 3 to 4 more days anyway, because the rituals don't end tonight. They go on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, you know, the after rituals. So we need to be covering those days, and what I've done in the broadcasts in the last couple of weeks, I've asked many believers if they would do this kind of praying, and I got it up on the website today, and it's simply asking that many believers in Christ in all of your areas and cities, and this would include Europe and Russians and all across the nations that we've talked about, because of the global development on a ritualistic level. And because tonight is a massive, massive summoning of demons, and that there's an anticipation of the dark side and of those practitioners in what's going to happen late tonight. So I'm asking everybody, it's on the website, and there'll be 100,000 hits, prayers for tonight. We're going to be out on the field tonight, 4 of us. We're asking for fierce prayers in your area and over us for extraordinary exposure of radical evil and of ritual sacrifice. We're asking that God would bring extraordinary rescue, like in the book of Acts with Peter, of victims that are being held, that have been abducted, that are being used. We're praying for extraordinary rescue. And then also for massive engagement of the perpetrators. That's what we're... You can take, again, look at this if you're listening new to this broadcast. Shatterthedarkness.net, the 2-week series and the PDF file notes, the mini-casts that we did with an overview, and the mini-cast for prayer intercessors, and then the last week and all of this week is still up. It'll take you to the archives. And this message today, we feel that it's very vital and important. We believe without question, experientially, we have seen how it has brought effect to the nations, that with the corresponding global rise of manifested demonic presence and the national engagement where it's all been developing, and in localities, here's what the assessment is, that with the broad demonic manifestation that is going on and the development of Luciferic globalism and all of the new doors and the untold numbers of rituals around the world, that we're in an unprecedented day, and that all of that presence being manifested this side corresponds directly to the physical things going on. Just as in Job's day, Satan himself caused a whirlwind, caused and affected like a hurricane or a tornado, if you want to say it that way. He caused that in an attack against Job and his family and the destruction of property and the deaths of individuals. So not all of it is just nature breaking down. Not all of it is just the same old, same old. But it's clear that on a biblical revelation scale, the dark side has the ability to bring that effect. And that's very clear with Job. That's, in my view, very clear in some of what is going on around. And it is massively important for us to understand that in the midst of probably the most ramped up 2 weeks of ritual development and of probably a Walpurgis night that is on the dark side, calculation vitally important on a global scale, meaning that they're going to ramp up their rituals as never before. Walpurgis involving human sacrifice, so that after this week, these 2 weeks, and tonight, there will be a noticeable ramping up. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the area. You can feel it in attack. You can see it in effect of environment, of weather. Crazy destructive weather patterns that seem to come out of nowhere, and the eruption of violence and the idea of anarchy, chaos, crazy things like the Jared shooting in the past here, and the professor just about 10 days ago or so comes out there, Oracle Road, the same area, speaking in ancient twilight languages, summoning and or sending demons. He says, the professor says there in Arizona, where the shooting and killings occurred by Jared, we're the ones that you've been waiting for. We are the chosen ones. Now, I get this email last night from a guy clear across the country, thousands of miles, where a demonized subpersonality, the demon knows what we do, listened, responded, and offered their, proclamation of their ascendancy. And then when we engaged, that presence came up again. And according to the boy, the young man, the student, though he blacks out, though his father has the same issue, though he hears voices, he doesn't know what it is. How many more and how many more times will we talk about this subject? May I say, with the estimated amount of 100 million victims of satanic ritual abuse worldwide, as we talk of four generations, let me tell you something right now. That only means one thing tonight at Walpurgis Night. Worldwide, Russia, all of Europe, England, United States, Canada, Australia, all around the world, Southern Africa, South America, not only will the New Agers and the Wiccans and the Druids and all the rest be doing stuff on a spiritual basis, but the actual ancient human sacrifices, in the estimation of victims and that growing development, four generations of them, it only means one thing. More rituals and more people involved doing them will occur tonight, April the 30th, 2011, than ever in the history of humanity. Because we're now moving to a global scale, and literally hundreds of thousands of them. So again, I will ask the prayer warriors, please go to the website, look what we have up for that. For the perpetrators and the victims and the others listening, I will ask that God bring a direct visitation to you, because you've come, you've listened, because you've come to monitor, or you've come to unleash ritual, or you've come to send attack. I'm going to ask that God engage you in the way he did Saul of Tarsus. And I'm going to ask that if you're not willing to stop, and if children and or young victims and or others, well, it's kind of like I got a letter in the mail. First, a phone call comes in with a disguised voice telling me about what the ancient brotherhood's going to do and going to say. So I get a letter in the mail. I open it up. It's all colored out, and a picture of a hooded satanic priest holding a baby who has been cut open and the blood is flowing. And all it says on the picture is, "This blood is for you." When the satanic chosen one that we were dealing with comes back in from Pennsylvania over here, I pull it out and show them and tell them about the phone call, and they told me directly that it came from their coven group and that they had sacrificed a child in my behalf. Probably, again, because of doing something against attack, whatever else. Now, I still have that picture. I don't have the call because it came in without recording, but I have the picture. Now, I put up the prayers and ask God to engage folks like that. And let me just say, God knows how to stop Pharaoh. In the book of Acts, when it came to the wicked King Herod and he wouldn't quit, God knows how to stop and drop King Herod. When radical evil becomes so arrogant, so willful, you've got to understand that, like in 2 Kings 21:22, like in Ezekiel's day, chapter 8, God will step in. God will step in to stop. So I pray that anyone listening today or any time for the next number of months to this broadcast, I will ask that God will literally engage those who are part of the underground, who only listen to monitor and only listen so they can equate how they are going to attack and send dark powers against us. That God will engage you and not let up, like Saul of Tarsus, that he will engage you in that way, Book of Acts, that God would save you and bring you out. And those that get saved, those that get encountered, I want you to contact me. You're going to need to be strengthened and build up, and like Saul of Tarsus, be filled with the Spirit of God and become a servant of the living Christ, and turn your back on the dark side and turn around and bring exposure and be used of God in the same way of exposing radical evil, rescuing the victims in extraordinary ways, supernatural ways, the way God does it, and in dealing with the perpetrators you know about. I'm going to ask God to do that. You've listened, and I'm asking that everyone that does listen on that side of the fence be engaged. And I'm asking, Lord Jesus, do not relent, do not stop. Continue to engage no matter what they do until they stop, repent, and turn to you. For those that will become arrogant and try to shed blood, I only ask, God, that you engage them with the hand of God like in the Old Testament, that truly the terror of the Lord would come to stop you. But if you still will arrogantly to do and to shed innocent blood, I can only pray that God will do whatever it takes. God dealt with Pharaoh. God dealt with King Herod. Not willing that anybody perish, but God does step in. When there is a heart that has crossed the line and refuses, may it be evident. Let me go over the five areas. Now, we're going to talk about this because in the biblical revelation of prophetic content, politicians, military men and women, leaders, and the economic elite are the primary targets of Luciferic-inspired globalism. And the embedding of that doctrine, embedding of the promise of an evolution to homo lumos, of a new age, a new day. Now, that's all being embedded in the political world, the military world, and the economic world, driving it to the preparations for globalism. So you got to understand, they are the primary ones. Psalm 2, a 3,000-year-old prophecy, will give evidence to the kings of the earth, the politicians, military men, and economic elite, them being the primaries, and the ritual release of demons in Revelation 16, you politicians, you military men and women, you economic elites, are the targets of a future planetary release of the most supernatural, miraculous influence from the dark side to lead you to Armageddon. You better listen now. You better hear it now. You better be able to stand away, find the power and the might of God and the Spirit of God. Turn to the living God and find your authority and take this side, the side of heaven, of the cross of Christ who loves you and died for you. Nobody else in all of history can say it. Jesus did. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He stands ready right now to enter into your life and save you, redeem you, crushing. And may the Lord Jesus crush all demonic powers, connections, covenants, everything about the dark side. 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil and his works, the dark side. May it happen in the midst of this. May God show extraordinary exercise of his power, his might, in miraculous ways to save, heal, and deliver. All believers listening right now, join that prayer, because what will happen is people from 60, 70, 80, even 90 countries will download this and listen. May God have powerful effect in all the believers also, flooding you with the Spirit of God and great courage, great fierce ability in prayer and witness and willingness to walk with God in these days. Now let me go over the five areas. Churches should know this. Churches that are meeting on Sunday morning, May 1st, churches all over the United States, Canada, Australia, all of Europe, Russia, everywhere. Listen, the dark side knows who to attack. The dark side has many, many vessels now to operate through in releasing that attack to bring corruption, to bring compromise, to bring, more than anything else, silence and suppression by the exertion of manifested oppression. So many churches seem suppressed. So many churches seem oppressed. So many churches seem silent. So many churches seem bogged down. So many churches, the people say, in our area, it seems like there's oppression. You can feel it in the eros air. Five reasons for the summoning. In all the rituals, and this comes again from the books of shadows that we've got a hold of. This comes from the materials that we've studied over years and years. This comes now because of the web, like the Order of the Nine Angels. Well, I'm not going to go into all the websites that now list some of the most ancient rituals that do include human bloodshed and sacrifice to summon powers. And if there are, as I estimate, going to be hundreds of thousands of Walpurgis Night human sacrifice type rituals worldwide, I have no question. I believe this with all my heart. They're in Vatican City, in the underground. In the underground, like Ezekiel 8, it's there. The smoke of Satan can be smelled in Russia, in Estonia, in the Scandinavian countries, all throughout Germany in the castle areas, all the underground areas, England and all the ancient places in the temples, all across Canada, Australia, United States. Listen, the concept of the smoke of Satan, but that felt, sensed, recognized demonic manifestation has connection to the doorways that were opened for them. Ground level rituals that involve the summoning, which means one simple thing. They have opened, by the inspiration and prescription of the demonic side, they have followed those to the detail and have opened the doors, and they, the dark side, in greatest numbers ever, have and will tonight in the next few days cross over. And I'm going to give you the five primary directions. When they summon the demons, it is not just, you know, they all go kind of crazy, frenzied, and that happens, of course, too, but there's a real design, a real satanic synchronicity worldwide going on, and a real satanic design going on. That side knows what the agenda is. God has ripped open and has given the only infallible and accurate record of that side's development and what it's doing. And by looking at that, we can see the sequence of satanic evolution and the events that are ready to come. There's no question that part of the reason for the buildup is for the great chaos. That's why I keep saying, and people can feel it and understand this, that spiritually, they are bulging at the seams like a massive dam. The waters have come. The waters are beginning to lap over top. More rivers are pouring into that big stream, pushing on the dam, cracking the dam. You can hear it. You can feel it. You know the ominous. When eventually the restrainer by God sovereignly is removed, guaranteed what has been plotted, planned, built up, bulging at the seams, it's not going to come over quietly. When a massive, like the Hoover Dam, a massive, massive dam would finally break, waters bulging, rivers coming into that mainstream river, when it unleashes, everybody is going to know. Prior to that, though, the buildup continues. So here are the five particular issues. I'm going to tell you at the end also about how to clear the air in your personal life. So this is going to be important for all believers. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you and encourage you and give you a Holy Spirit of God outrage concerning the evolution of radical dark, as God calls it, detestable evil events. Again, I urge you to study Ezekiel chapter 8. Five areas. Number one, the PDF file notes have this also. If you haven't got the notes, go run quickly, download the notes, let the Spirit of God guide you with other scripture and lead you. Five areas. Number one, they summon the demons for self and for greater powers. Now, you can look at the books and spell books, and you can look at the Satanic Bible. I mean, lesser issues, or the Devil's Bible, or many of the books that we have confiscated and got, or the Books of Shadows, or Crowlinian materials, or the ancient materials. They're all across the board. Even across, again, I'm not going to give the websites, but there are so many websites I've gone to, satanic ones, that I believe they have not only put that material out there, but they have demonized their websites. It's like you can feel it because it's their content. And you can read about destruction rituals, death rituals, the summoning of demons. You can read about all this stuff, but also you can read about the summoning of demons to get things yourself, to get the favors, to get the man or the woman that you want, to get the job and to remove people out of the way. It's all about self. But a lot of it has to do with empowering yourself, getting more demonic presence within. The believer in Christ doesn't have to do that, but be filled with the Spirit of God. 1 John 4, greater Megdala, this great Holy Spirit of God dwells in you. The reason believers in Christ don't need to get any other spirits, God, the Holy Spirit, uncreated, eternal, infinite, is dwelling in you. You are a temple of the Spirit of God, a naos, a sacred, blood-bought in Christ temple of the Spirit of God. Our issue is to yield to the Spirit, be clothed and filled with God the Holy Spirit in our relationship to Christ, in our service, and to know the giftings and workings and so forth. Well, the other side also seeks more demons to increase their power. And you've got to understand, every demon carries its own presence, power, function, and so forth. So they want powerful demons, as they've told me, power demons. They want to summon the demons through blood ritual and other kinds of rituals so they can absorb it, so they can bring it into themselves, so they can acquire greater abilities. Chosen ones have been trained with subpersonalities in ritual slaughter of individuals. That is the long term. That is like a 2-hour kind of ritual where bloodletting is done, terror and fear. I've gone over all this. To where all the energies, negative wise, are raised, and all of the sacrilege and all of the horror and all of the blasphemy and all of the perversion is done. So as many or as much or as or the most powerful type demonic presence will actually come into that experience. And I believe even latch onto and come through the doorway of charged blood. That's why they even drink it. So when the demons are there and they finally kill in human sacrifice, like tonight, Walpurgis, where do the demons go? Well, in the ceremony, in the summoning, then the particular, it can be an individual that does it, or a few, but they want to then, if you as a Christian understand what it is to pray and literally have an experience of being filled and clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit, look at Acts chapter 4 when the total church prayed and they were filled again. Such power of God came that the power, the dunamis of God shook the physical building and filled them all with the Holy Spirit. And they went out to do the will of God, to preach the gospel. And they went out to do God's will, empowered by God's power. So the dark side, in summoning demons and power demons, they want to be recipients to be clothed with the black flame, to be clothed with demons of power, to be given abilities. Believers want spiritual gifts. We're to desire all these gifts. We're to use these gifts, miraculous powers and discerning of spirits and word of knowledge and on and on and on. they, by the demons, are given counterfeit abilities to use. So in the last days, when the broadest ramping up is going on, when the working of the secret power of lawlessness and the supernatural working of Satan to literally bring about the Antichrist, it is inseparably connected to the ramping up of counterfeit, actual signs, wonders, miracles by demons. Whether it's Sai Baba, whether it's the Maitreya, across the board, and even those chosen ones that have infiltrated ministry stuff, and it's very clear to a lot of believers, you've got checks, you know there's something going on here. Sometimes you can see some of these imposters, infiltrators, get on stage, talk about Jesus, but in the midst of things, they switch to the demonized, empowered personalities, and they bring out counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. Well, one of the reasons they will do these rituals, summon the demons for self, for greater power, for more abilities. And they can say, well, it opens their third eye, the capacities. They've given, you know, telekinesis ability, you know, real powers. And the church has to understand that there are more and more individuals serving the dark side. And even in the New Age movement, where those powers are seen to be light and light abilities, and they become light workers through the masqueraded, we've said it in the past, out of 2 Corinthians 11, where Satan has the ability to masquerade metaskizmazotai, to literally appear as an angel of light, to literally put a front up, to morph, to have the supernatural ability to present as one thing, but all the while be something totally different. That's what makes it so dangerous. That's what makes the New Age so dangerous. So even when the Luciferic invocation, even when all kinds of simultaneous, synchronized, New Age-oriented, and many other kinds, and direct, deep, blood-oriented, Walpurgis, human-sacrificing-type rituals go on, you know, on an individual basis, we can't see this, but you got to understand the global reach. You got to understand Revelation 12, where Satan, and they're painted as the huge red dragon, this huge presence manifesting in the world, seeks to lead the whole world. If Christians don't understand that the plotted, planned, detailed, known agenda is for the whole of the world, that's why it is worldwide. That's why it is ramping up worldwide. That's why it seems like millions are hearing voices and possessed and supernatural events and experiences and interactions and communications are going on the ground, in the air, all areas. They summon, number one, for self, for greater powers, greater abilities in their personal lives. That makes them, you know, more, you know, I would say this too, that the ones that I've met, more arrogant, more confident, and just like the email that I got last night, maybe I should read it. Maybe what I should do for you right now is, I'll do that. I will not say the name of the individual, but I can give you the date, April the 29th. I can give you the time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to read to you, part of which is in Latin. But it's inspired by demonic presence that most likely was bugged by what we had put out on the Ragged Edge show. But this individual has written in Latin. It's talking about, again, the cause of the devil will proceed and go forward. But here's the actual message. I'm quoting now the message that came in late last night, a half hour before Walpurgis Day begins. Here's what it says, quote, "Already at this time, forces that your faith-stricken mind cannot comprehend are conspiring against you. The forces of reason and the power of the human mind, free from the chains of faith, are already on the rise. Your world is fading. A new order will rise. The minds of the world's billions will be illuminated by the truth. The ranks of my fellow acolytes are swelling with new recruits. Try as you may to stop us, you will fail. Let me give you a little commentary to this. Let me mention it again. And I'm telling you that I engaged the demonic presence that actually spoke through the subpersonality about 40 minutes after this email came in. I might even put this on the web to let you look at it, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is inspired by the demonic. It's a demon literally guiding the writing and bringing his communication in Latin. And maybe what I'll do here in the Latin is, well, I won't do it here. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to quote that part of it. Again, I'm going to read again what they say. Quote, already at this time, forces, dark forces, of course, that your, Christian, of course, faith-stricken mind cannot comprehend are conspiring against you. Well, look at that word conspiring. Go to Psalm 2. Peoples, nations, and the kings are conspiring. It is a conspiracy. It is a secret power of lawlessness. And there is a conspiring. And that's what the demon through this subpersonality operative is saying. That there could, you know, most can't comprehend, but it says here, quote, they are conspiring against you, referring to Christians too. Goes on, and I quote, the forces of reason and the power of the human mind, free from the chains of faith, from God, are already on the rise. Even they see it that way. The rise. It goes on, quote, your world is fading. The old order. But why? Listen, here's what it says, quote, a new order will rise. They are confident about this. The demons know it, and those closest to the demonic agenda know this. They would say the same thing. Now, that's kind of like that professor out in Arizona 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago. You know, we are the ones you've been waiting for. We are the chosen one. This is exactly the same thing. The powers of darkness operating through that guy is doing the same thing. The powers of darkness that operated through Jared that are in him and the subpersonalities in him that did the slaughtering to open a door. That was like a ritual sacrifice. Here's what this goes on to say. A demon-inspired subpersonality writes, quote, the minds of the world's billions. Do you realize the dark side seeks billions of people? And it's saying here, they will be illuminated by the truth, referring to the satanic, luciferic truth, that the big waves are yet to come, the big engagement is yet to come, and the apocalypse of the homo satanus, Antichrist, is coming. It goes on, the ranks of my fellow acolytes are swelling with new recruits. That's true. By the hundreds of millions on all kinds of levels. Try as you may to stop us, you will fail. That's the words. That is the direct words of a demonic entity empowering, and even spoke on the phone, over the phone last night, and said that we couldn't have him, that he has an agenda to follow. And here's a young man that doesn't even know, or says he doesn't know, what is going on. Let me tell you something. All over tonight, they're going to be summoning demons, number one, to obtain powers, to acquire powers. Purifying their blood means to rid everything else and so saturate demonic attachment and empowerment and ability and energy into their blood. That's the contact point. The life is in the blood, so they're connected to the life in the blood and energizing the person for their abilities. Number two, they summon dark spirits to get instruction. I told you that the demon actually spoke. The demon, listen, the young man that I talked to last night, he hears voices in his head. Do you remember Alice Bailey, where it talks about the 21 volumes that she has written? Probably the broadest foundation of the New Age movement spiritually, that has also inspired the emergent church, theosophic, you know, material. that talks about how they want to invade even the church. Not to battle it so much, but as to change it, change terminology, use the terminology, but change the meaning. They have an audacity and direct instruction. Again, let me mention 1 Timothy 4:1. The Holy Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, planos, counterfeit, seducing, imposter spirits, they're going to come to lead many astray. Their whole reason is to deceive many, like in this message, billions, through demon-inspired writings. The Word of God, the Holy Spirit calls it didache of daemonoia, doctrines of demons. And anybody that's reading Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Course of Miracles, and on I can go, Barbara Marx Hubbard and Spang, so many others, if it was inspired by counterfeit spirits, regardless of their appearance, ascended master, spirit guide, ancient master, friend, whatever, they are communicating. Something communicated to Jared. They are communicating. When demons come up right in a ritual, they can communicate. Like channeling, they can speak right through somebody. Like in counterfeit to prophets of old. Like in counterfeit to the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 14, where spiritual gifts may be expressed. Where we read in Acts chapter 8, where Philip, the great soul winner, is out doing his work, the work, the mission of God. And all of a sudden, it says there, the Holy Spirit says, go over there and stand next to that chariot. He got quotable direction from God, the Holy Spirit. I've experienced that many, many, many times over 30-some years now in ministry. Clearly, in Acts 13, where prophets, apostles, other, they got clear communication from God and what to do, strategy. And I'm telling you right now that part of the reason for rituals, big and small, and even tonight, when all the empowerment comes, then instructions will come. Demons do speak. I'm debating whether I should play that clip from last night. The guy that called in and left a message on the voice line. The only reason I don't want to do it is because the demon hissing through, speaking through, I'm not sure I want to release that. I'm going to pray about it. The demons do speak. The demons do demand. The demons do give, as handed to me by someone coming from a satanic ritual of the ancient brotherhood, they call it. It's like a prophetic word to the unholy ones and referring to believers as the holy ones and how they're going to ascend and how they're going to take over. I mean, I read Blanche Barton's book, The Church of Satan, and I see what seems to be satanically inspired, demon-inspired, prophetic agenda of their ascendancy, of their day coming, the same thing that message I read to you speaks, the same thing that occurred back in 1994. When a demonized man on the floor, leg chained, detective holding him down, arm cuffed in the back and hands cuffed, and I have my hand on his chest holding him because he's going wild, subpersonality, German speaking in broken English with the deepest of guttural but demonized manifest presence screams, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Do they speak? You better believe it. Did Satan talk to Jesus in Matthew 24, you better believe it. Was there communication in heaven? You better believe it. When God engaged Satan, said, "Where are you going?" You know, when it came to the Job story, you got to understand, they speak. These are intelligent. I mean, when I say intelligent, with mind, will, emotion, communication, speaking on a suprahuman level. They'll give guidance to people like the spirit guy that gives guidance to Sylvia Brown. The spirit data that's coming down into the minds, the passive minds, spirits of remote viewers everywhere, they're receiving the communication of the entities. They can call it data. It's spiritual revelation. Instruction will come even tonight. Pray against it. pray against the stuff in your area, and they'll give guidance. They'll give all kinds of stuff. Now, let me give you the third reason they summon the demons, to transfer them. Now, I'm dealing with a case, and I've dealt with many cases over the years where somebody's been raped. Somebody's been violated in such a horrible, violent way. But what you've got to understand is, in that violent transfer, if the perpetrator, if the evil, perverted perpetrator is demonized, has demons in them, then it's very possible, because when they rape an individual or a child, they're subjecting the child to terror and fear, commanding silence, commanding secrecy, pushing their will into passivity, passive reception, so that in the act, with that passive reception, the will is completely subjugated and passive, demonic transfer can easily occur. And hang on to that, so that there are people walking around with toxic memories, people call it. That is, they've never dealt with what occurred in the past. They, like a beach ball under the water, every once in a while, the past begins to rise. They don't want to deal with it, but they don't understand that even demonic presence can attach to that, to aggravate that. And the bad thing is, it can go as far as the demons that came from the perpetrator, pervert, that did it in the first place, want that abused person to begin to do the same thing, or just aggravate them. So you got to get healing. You got to bring it all up before Jesus and ask for the healing, renounce things, renounce any demonic attachment. It wasn't your fault. You're not the perpetrator. You were the victim. Jesus knows that. May Jesus extraordinarily heal you, deliver you, set you free of whatever in the past occurred. In the ritual rooms where everything's going on tonight, oh, it's plotted. Dark spirits in higher up ones can even be transferred over. Demons can be transferred onto objects that are going to be then taken into churches or given to people to influence them or bring attack or bring sickness or bring curses. Demons can be transferred onto amulets and things, jewelry and other materials. It can be demons can be transferred onto objects in a field or in a basement where demonized objects and statues and even demonized books and materials, whatever they want to put it on, wherever they want the demon to be transferred to and then into people. And sometimes that's done through sexual satanic rituals. Again, creating in that process passive, subjugated reception of the demons they want to put into. That happens to all the SRAs. In the subpersonalities are created and they're beginning to program, you've got subpersonality that is utterly subjected, passive, raw, and open, and easily the recipients of plotted and planned demonic transfer. So they're going to transfer. Fourthly, they summon dark powers to influence or attack. Like at Bohemian Grove, they will summon the dark powers during that and before that and during that ritual out in the woods they call the cremation of care. They have all the world's elite, what? Political, military, economic elite sitting there. And the goal is to then summon the spirits and send them on the crowd no differently than in Revelation 19. And that event that will occur in the future. It's all about the ability of the dark side to target individuals. And they target political, economic, military individuals for the ongoing development of globalism, the military, new technologies, the communication, the literal supranatural embedding of the ideology, science, even psychology, just like the Nazis, only on a massive global scale that has never occurred in all of history but is developing now. The dark spirits can be summoned up and, well, let me give you an example. I all of a sudden get extremely sick. I get really sick and something weird going on in my body. And I wake up on Sunday morning going to church. I'm going to preach. I'm pastoring a church. We have SRA, MPD folks, 4, 5, or 6 of them in our congregation. We're battling with coven stuff. We're battling in warfare issues. All kinds of things are going on. But I get up that morning, which is very weird, and I am feeling this internal shaking. But I go anyway. I could barely stand. I didn't preach. I talked my sermon. And the entire time that I did it, at the end of the message, immediately one of the spiritual warfare intercessor type prayer warriors comes up and said, "It's been bugging me the whole sermon. I've been looking at you the entire time. You got a red dot on your head. There's a red dot." And when they came up to me, it's not there, but they saw something. Then, well, the federal officer's wife, the high trained out of Germany, highly empowered dark side came up and had drawn something, I believe, too, and mentioned that it was an inverted, like a red pentagram. What happened was that subpersonalities and that personality took pictures of me from the bulletin and other stuff, took it up to the ritual sites to the people in Cleveland. They did a death ritual where they summoned demonic powers, took pictures, put a red inverted pentagram on my forehead on the picture, did blood stuff, did everything else, and sent the demons to attack me. I'm telling the truth before God. My wife was there. The congregation saw it. I was taken home, went to bed. I didn't wake up till Monday morning. Told my wife who was sitting there, "This is not physical. This is spiritual. I'm going to pray it off." Went upstairs, looked out my window. A car, the reason I looked out, I heard a car with this muffler. I heard this loud muffler. All of a sudden, the priestess and the other Guatemalans from the Circle of Dominion pulled up in my driveway. I literally was enraged. I got up. I went running down the stairs, grabbed my keys. I went running right at them. I don't know. That's all I know. I went running after them. They took off. I got in my car, took off. This group came down to see if I was dead. You understand they have death rituals? Do you understand that they're doing ritual warfare against churches? And I'm going to say this, in our tracking of it, this goes back to the 70s, where a broad level of infiltration, the giving of demonized objects, the using of hidden subpersonalities that are demonized and no warfare, they can be sitting in front of you, main person talking to you, but the subpersonality is demonized, it's trained, can be releasing demonic presence against you to attack you. You're getting sick, you're getting fatigued, you're getting headaches, you're getting confused, uncanny sicknesses, crazy things occurring at home, sounds, waking up at 3 a.m. in the morning. They're sending demons to influence the world, individuals, and peoples towards the great lie of a evolutionary spiritual development of humanity, a transformation of consciousness, and the embedding of globalism before the chaos and the new order and the Antichrist, rises out of nowhere. I mean, they're there, but they can't come fully, globally out until the restrainer is pulled back. But what they're doing right now and what they'll do tonight is off the scale, sending demons to attack. Pastors, leaders, there's more experiences of this being written in spiritual warfare books across the land. More people experiencing, more that have come out of Satanism in the Brotherhood and the Illuminati style, they're telling the story. Yes, we summon demons to suppress the church, to attack the church, to dampen the church, to attack pastors. We've taken demonized objects into the church to give to people so that the presence of those demons will be right there with them in their homes, and bring the whatever desire, curse, sickness, harm, financial disaster, craziness, whatever it might be. Targeted, demonic, spiritual warfare. They understand it clearly. The ritual done by the ancient brotherhood out of Pennsylvania, "This blood is for you," that was all about sending powers. Understood. Point number 5, we're coming towards the end. Let me say about this again, about dark powers to influence or attack. This is broader. It was broader in the 90s, but I'm going to say in the last decade. You got to understand, this is the weaponization of demonic powers. This is the summoning and sending of demons. In the Old Testament, the king of the Moabite king, worshiping demon powers, they even knew to sacrifice, human sacrifice, his own son on the wall, the blood was shed, and all of a sudden, a release of energy power came upon the Moabite soldiers. And all of a sudden, they went into a frenzy, a rage, a wrath, and they defeated Israel. They defeated them in that war because real, real dark powers were released, summoned and released in that sacrifice, human sacrifice. So guaranteed, tonight will be a summoning of demons, not just for self-instruction and transfer, but to attack churches, pastors. I just read to you where that demon-influenced sub-personality wrote me what would be a demon-inspired email saying exactly what they're going to do. Want me to read it again? Already, I'm quoting, already at this time, forces that your faith-stricken mind cannot comprehend are conspiring against you. The forces of reason and the power of the human mind free from the chains of faith. God, they mean God. And already on the rise, they're already on the rise. Your world is fading. A new order will rise. That's what Revelation 13 says. The new beast kingdom, political, military, economic, with the Antichrist will rise. Quote again, the minds of the world's billions, that's their goal, will be illuminated. How? By dark powers that have been summoned and sent. And they're going to be believing the lie. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2. They're going to be believing the lie. The ranks of my fellow acolytes, servants of Satan, are swelling with new recruits. Try as you may to stop us, you will fail. Now that's the arrogance. I guarantee you there's a lot we can do until the very end when Jesus returns. But the last thing here is they summon and release demons into the air. Now, when I say into the air, I mean into the domain that is in the air. There is actually a real, I mean, listen, the Tibetans know this. Many that are in the New Age movement know of the Great White Brotherhood, the secret chiefs in the air over certain areas in the world, where up above in the air is where the contact, where these ancient masters, biblically they're called cosmocrators, or the Arche, Ephesians 4, Arche, Exousia, Cosmocrator, and the Porneus Pneumonikai. Those kinds of demons are what are in the heavenlies in the air. And so the prince of the power of the air, where do these guys on the ground, they're opening the doors, and sometimes just to, as if they're opening the doors to hell to let the steam, the demonic presence out into our side, to where they literally are filling the air, the atmosphere around us. That's why billions now say they can feel in the air. That's why millions can really demonstrative say, like the call I got this morning, two different individuals, one locally and one from clear another state. Feel it in the air? You better believe it. They're unleashing that presence. It's like streams. Let's again get the picture. Hoover Dam and all that massive, massive tons of water pushing at that cement, that restrainer. And yet there are streams up further that are releasing its water into that mainstream. You've got to understand this is the picture. With rituals all over Russia, Europe, areas, America, all over tonight and all this last 2 weeks and the next few days, it's including, number one, for themselves, number two, instruction, number three, transfer, number four, attack. I'm sure tomorrow many churches will feel things. Pastors might wake up tonight, 3 a.m. in the morning. But to release demons manifested in the air so that there will be a additional swelling to create that sense of bulging, pushing presence of the dark side to accomplish its agenda. And what you and I see today doesn't compare with what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and the next and the next and the next. Point number five, they're summoning and releasing demons into the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere where the prince, this Arche, this ruler of the Exousia, the domain, this actual collective up there in the air, that they're releasing manifested presence, literally, it seems, to hang, but yet be operative, and then begin to communicate to people and do their function. So, worldwide tonight on Wool Purges Night, it is my opinion that possibly thousands, hundreds of thousands of demonic entities will be summoned, the doorways will be opened, and the demonic powers for self and greater power, the demonic entities to instruct, the demonic entities to transfer, the demonic entities raised, summoned to be commanded who to attack, where to go, who to go after, or who to influence, and then simply a bulging. I wonder if there'll be any corresponding environmental crazy occurrences in the next day or two. I wonder if there'll be any massive disruptions in the late night or tomorrow, the next few days, the next 4 days, watch, with a massive release of demonic entities into our side. After this last 2 weeks, and specifically tonight, Wool Purges Night, all the way to May 4th, with the follow-up rituals, I wonder what corresponding breakout in war, violence, VTech-type shooter, or like Jared, events like this, I'm going to say, I feel, will be demonstrative, even weather patterns that may bring great destruction. In your life as a believer in Christ, you need to stand and acknowledge the living Christ that came to destroy the devil's work, that the cross brings an annihilation to sin, sin code, death, hell, Satan's rights, all of it, because of the sinless blood of Jesus Christ, because of all that Jesus did there for you and for me at the cross. Let me say again very clearly, if you're not saved, I pray for you to come to Christ. I pray that you come to the living Christ. You can do that right now. The Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come to Christ. Stop right now. Turn to Jesus. Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to come into your life. Right now, God, save individuals. Save them wherever they're listening. Turn to Jesus. Renounce the dark side. Renounce the sin. Ask Him to come in. He'll bring forgiveness. Bring His power. Bring the gift of indestructible immortality. For believers everywhere, may the Spirit of God and of power and of grace and of might clothe you, fill you afresh. May there be an outrage concerning the rise of radical evil. May there be a Holy Spirit passion to reach every soul for Christ. May there be extraordinary fierce prayers for extraordinarily, I mean by God, like in Ezekiel 8, a ripping open of a hole into the radical darkness around us. Massive, extraordinary exposure. Massive, extraordinary rescue of victims. Massive, massive, the hand of God to come against perpetrators. Join in that prayer. Christians in Russia, Estonia, Christians all over Middle Europe, Southern Europe, the Mediterranean, South Africa, South America, all over England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland and Iceland and Denmark and among the Finns and Swedes and Switzerland and there in China, all over Australia, dear brothers and sisters, may God breathe on you His great, awesome power of the Holy Spirit. May you renounce every concept of fear and take in the fierce empowerment of the Spirit of God with the passion of the mission of Jesus. Christ is huge. No one bigger. No one more powerful. That's why the demons fear him and shudder, yet millions open the doors. Yet the reasons in many ways for the end of days is so many. Unsaved, don't have the Spirit of God, are opening their lives to the wrong side. Many of you may lose your soul forever, unless now. Now is the day. Now God summons you. Now God says, come to Christ. Won't you come to Christ right now? Listen, this is Russ Dizdar in airing another session, Satanic Rituals, Tuesday the 26th of April, 2011. But we're doing it on the 30th, Walpurgis. May God crush. Romans 16:20. God says he's going to soon crush Satan under our feet. May it happen tonight, everywhere. Hey, remember, Shadow the Dark Web. We love you. We really do. Remember us in fierce and great prayer. Thank you. For those that can, remember us in support of the work. We love you.